I'm speaking today with Stephen Brown, who is the chair of the Fort Bend County Democratic Party. And Stephen, we're talking because I wanted to kind of discuss what's going on in Fort Bend in terms of the political landscape, the candidates that y'all have running. So let's start by saying, you know, kind of at a 10,000-foot level, what do things look like in Fort Bend?
Well, right now, Charles, we are just beaming with opportunity and excitement. I think the ceiling is very high, and we've already reached the floor in Fort Bend in terms of expectations and just the reality of where we are and where we want to go. Where we are today is an active and viable party establishment. We have active volunteers. We have some resources. We're trying to get some more, of course, as you can imagine. And we have a good slate of candidates. Where we want to go, though, is we want to engage the county in all four corners and really begin to mine out the Democrats that live there and let them know and make them feel comfortable knowing that they're surrounded by other Democrats. And it's not a bad thing to be a Democrat in Fort Bend County anymore. I think there's that stigma that folks from the outside see us as a Republican county. And to be honest with you, a lot of Democrats on the inside don't quite know what their power is yet. But I think that we're showing people now, and people are starting to really get a sense that it's all right and it's cool to be a Democrat in Fort Bend County.
All right. Now, you have, of course, candidates for various county offices: county judge, district clerk, county clerk, treasurer, the same as what we have in Harris County. Talk to me a little bit about the candidates that you have for those offices.
Well, we have a good group of diverse, qualified guys and men and women who I'm proud of, and I think they're doing an excellent job campaigning at the local level. In no particular order, you talk about folks like Rita Allen, who is running for district court race in Fort Bend County, young, intelligent African-American female. You have someone like Veronica Torres, who is running for one of the district clerk position.
She's a repeat candidate. She was
exactly
clerk candidate in 2006.
Exactly. And so she has a little bit of experience in running a race, a campaign before. And so she's building on that experience and building on that her base folks who recognize her name to really push the envelope a little bit. We have Harrison Gregg, who's running for one of our county court of law positions, R.J. Blue, K.P. George, and the list goes on. And they've all been active, more active and early than we've seen candidates be active before in Fort Bend County. And that's going to help us as well. You know, I think people's familiarity with some of the repeat candidates, as well as them being impressed with the presentation that our candidates provide, will help to drive out some support. Now, you know, granted, those are our local city candidates, and we benefit greatly by having a Bill White on the ballot, who a lot of folks in Fort Bend County are already familiar with to begin with, simply because we share the media market with a lot of the Houston outlets.
Well, plus a lot of people commute to Houston even if they don't live there.
Yep, and we have a lot of Democrats who are Democrats in Harris County, but go home to Fort Bend to sleep, and so I want to kind of reverse that trend as well. You know, a lot of active, resourceful people who have worked for Bill and worked for other folks in the Houston area, that we're trying to get them to come back home and go to work for us as well.
Now, in 2006, in Fort Bend, you know, you had the whole Tom DeLay circus where he withdrew from the ballot and the Republicans didn't have a candidate, and then Shelley Sekula Gibbs ran as a write-in. You had an incumbent Republican district clerk who failed to qualify for the primary ballot because she didn't file her application on time. You had an appointed Republican county treasurer who'd replaced the previous one who'd resigned because she'd been indicted for misappropriation of funds. You know, that's an awful lot of weird things happening in one year. I'm sure you can't top that, but is there anything like that going on this year?
No, I wouldn't say to that extent. You know, the excitement level definitely isn't being generated as a result of those type of antics this time around. I think the excitement level is being generated by different sources, and it's the source of belief that something's possible and achievable in 2010, but most definitely that something's being built for 2012.
Okay. Well, now in 2008, you know, people may or may not realize this. In 2008, Barack Obama came pretty close to carrying Fort Bend County. He got 48% in change, as I recall. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, a lot of places in Texas, you know, Democrats saw an increase in performance because of the excitement over the Obama candidacy. You had a whole lot of what's now being called Obama surge voters.
Right.
And the challenge for Democrats is to get them to come out in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much of what happened 2 years ago was the result of, you know, excitement about Obama, and how much of that is still there in 2010?
Yeah. There's no doubt that what we saw in 2008 was an unprecedented show of interest in electoral politics countrywide throughout the nation. Can it be repeated in 2010 in an off year election? I doubt that same scale and that same scope. But what I do believe helps us is that we now can identify Democrats that we never knew existed before 2008. And it's been our goal with our field program that we've put in place thus far to engage them and to keep them engaged in the process, let them know that there is another election this November, and that election is also about Barack Obama. You know, he is not physically on the ballot, but he is on the ballot, so to speak. And so that's been a message that we've been trying to convey to a lot of those surge voters that you speak of. And it works. And I think they see it for themselves. They believe it. They see that, you know, ever since Barack won that election in 2008, that he's been under attack. He's been under attack by a lot of movements and extreme elements in this country for a lot of things that for a lot of reasons that really date back to them being sore losers and them not being comfortable with him being in D.C. in the White House. And so that's not lost on these surge voters. And I believe that they take that personally. I think that they take that as a personal slap in their face in terms of their ability to judge for themselves who would be the best president for America. And any swipe against Barack is a swipe against them. And so that's what we've been communicating to them, and that's what we've been reminding them of. And I am depending a great deal on those surge voters coming back out in this midterm election. Not at the same level, but if we can get any substantial number of surge voters back out, I think will surprise a lot of people in November.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, what are the practical things that the party is doing in Fort Bend and how that compares to, say, 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, there's no comparison. we have a professional campaign under operation right now. We have staff with a professional campaign person under operation right now. We have resources. We have a headquarters. We're opening a satellite office next week, as a matter of fact. And so these are unprecedented things for Fort Bend. We've never had this level of organization and structure before. In terms of our kind of a marching orders, we have an engaged group of precinct chairs who are block walking and canvassing every week, and they're reporting back to us every week so that we know what type of activity is going on and where. We have a number of clubs now that are operational and active, both in Sugarland, GLBT, Political Caucus, that's very vibrant in Fort Bend County, and others that we're creating. I think Tejano Democrats is one that's coming online pretty soon. In fact, I think there's an event that's being scheduled. And James Rodriguez from City Council is going to come join us out there. James is is someone who kind of grew up in the Tejano movement, and so he knows how successful that can be done, and how that can help to empower Hispanic voters in local areas. And so we want James to come down and tell his story to our folks down in Fort Bend County as well. And there's others. And so with the clubs, resources, the slate of candidates, as well as the organization that's in place, we are miles and miles ahead of where we've ever been before you know, and this began this summer, right? And so, you know, if anything, you would see something maybe the week or 2 weeks before early vote. But we've been building this thing since June. In fact, I was elected in March. Before I was sworn in, a lot of these things were already ready to go. And so I credit the willingness of our activists down in Fort Bend County with a lot of you know, the movements that and the enthusiasm that we've seen in Fort Bend County, and that's unique. You know, the change that we see is helping us to reduce that enthusiasm gap that is lost between Republicans and Democrats. And I think the newness of what's going on in Fort Bend County is getting more people engaged in Democratic politics that otherwise probably would not have been the case had there been the status quo in this cycle. So I think that makes this a little bit unique as well. But specifically, no, we have a field program in place that we're targeting some of our high-tier precincts throughout the county. And doing both paid field and as well as mail to help to get the vote out in November.
Okay. Now, the Chronicle recently had an article about changing demographics in Fort Bend and the implications that has on the politics. You know, talk to me a little bit about that. You know, Fort Bend isn't what a lot of people, I think of it, right? Where they think of, you know, Tom DeLayville. And I mean, I still remember a Washington Post article from, you know, maybe about 8 years ago that talked about how that was, you know, kind of a ground zero for Republican politics. Mm-hmm. You know, what is, you know, demographically, what is Fort Bend like, and what are your strategies for reaching some of the newer folks who live out there?
Sure. And I think it's still ground zero, but it's not for Republican politics anymore. I've likened Fort Bend County to almost Florida in the national scene. I think we are closer to the Florida of Texas in regards to our ability to influence the outcomes at the state level. You know, we're probably in within the top 10 of I would say important counties with regards to Democratic voter turnout in Texas right now, and that makes us pretty special. I think, you know, you look at some of the big boys: Harris County, Dallas, Travis, and Bear. And then you start to look at that second tier of high priority counties. We're right there at the front of that line. And so, you know, that kind of positions us to be sort of a Ohio or Pennsylvania or Florida within Texas in terms of strategic interest for the state party. And so I think a lot of that is the result of the diversity that we see within Fort Bend County. The fact that our leadership team within the party, as well as our slate of candidates, reflect the diversity in the county. If you look at the Republican slate, if you look at Republican leadership, they all look alike, okay? And they do not reflect the diversity that we see taking place in Fort Bend County. Not only that, but we don't see them being responsive to that growing diversity as well. I think today, as a matter of fact, we have a handful of candidates who are visiting a mosque in one of the mosque in New Territory. I saw an email early today about that. And so I think that type of engagement is going to be increasingly important for us to be able to maintain our viability status. Now, there's a difference between viability and a sustained majority, or a permanent majority, in Fort Bend County. I think right now we're viable. Okay, we start today as a viable party within Fort Bend County. My goal is to get us to a sustainable majority. And I think that we achieve sustainability when we do engage Hispanic voters, when we do engage Southeast Asian voters, when we continue to engage African-American voters, and continue to engage Anglo voters as well. But the first two are going to be critical. We have to empower Hispanic voters and educate Hispanic voters on the differences between the Republican platform and the Democratic platform. We have to do the same thing with the Southeast Asian. Once we are able to accomplish that in a substantial number, I believe that we go from being a purple kind of county, you know, not quite red, not quite blue, to a sustainable blue county moving forward.
in 2011, when the legislature reconvenes and redraws the state legislative borders, Fort Bend is likely to get at least part of, if not an entire, mm-hmm. new state rep district. Mm-hmm. You know, can you give me an idea of, you know, how that's likely to play out and what you would like to see happen?
Right now, I have no idea, Charles, how that's going to turn out. I don't know where it will go. I don't know how the current districts will be sliced to achieve that. I do agree with your premise that because of the growth that we're experiencing in Fort Bend County, I do anticipate that we will see, hopefully we'll see an additional House district. I anticipate that we'll see a greater share of Senate District 17. I anticipate that we'll see a greater share of Congressional District 22 as well. And so from my point of view, I think all of those things are in play moving forward in 2012. I do believe that that what we do in this election cycle, okay, for instance, we have a candidate who's running against Charlie Howard now. His name is Philip Andrews. I do believe that Philip's success, and we measure success, I'm measuring success for in these hypothetical purposes with regards to not only a victory, because of course a victory would be successful, but the closer we get to 50 in that race in Senate and House District 26, the more difficult it will be to cut that district up in a way that makes it a solid district for Charlie moving forward. Right, and so our output in this election in 2010 will speak volumes as to how the new districts will be divided. Okay, and we know that if we can push, say, versus Charlie's district to 48-49, and we see in Austin, and I'll be monitoring what happens in Austin very closely this session, and I'll be up there as well to be an advocate for Fort Bend County. But if we see in Austin they try to make Charlie's district 55-45. I will have a hard time swallowing that. I think Eric Holder will have a hard time swallowing that as well, up in D.C. in the Justice Department. Those numbers that we produce in this election cycle will have everything to do with how the lines are redrawn for the next 10 years of Fort Bend County, and our opportunity to elect Democrats more than just one in Fort Bend County to the State House, and our opportunity to win Senate District 17. And if I can talk about that just real briefly, if you don't mind. I think we forget that we, in fact, won Senate District 17 in 2008, right? We had Chris Bell and another Democratic candidate on the ballot, okay, at least as a Democrat, at least listed as a Democrat. The two of them, with their votes combined together, very close to 50%, right? It wasn't until the runoff that the incumbent senator won that race, right? And so if you think about that, and that was in 2008, in 2012, Barack will be back on the ballot. That seat will be redrawn, and that seat will be up on the ballot. The opportunity that a Democrat can win that seat is very real. Of course, assuming that and you take away the fact that was a special election, and whatever Democratic nominee comes out will come out of the Democratic primary and not on the general ballot in November, you'll have a one-on-one contest that I think if we had a one-on-one contest in 2008, Chris Bell would be our state senator today. So these things are very important, not only for Fort Bend, but for the state Democratic Party and our ability to get closer to getting a majority in the Senate, but also to take back the House. You know, if we're going to take back the House, that's going to go through Fort Bend County. And it's my job to let folks know, both at the local level and at the state level, that that is indeed the case.
All right, so just look forward to 2 years, 2012. What sorts of things do you anticipate doing then that, you know, maybe you're not quite ready to do now?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think we've set a precedent now that we need a visible headquarters and we need capable staff. Okay, I'm moving out of November into next year with that mindset that we have to be able to have a stream of resources to provide for that headquarters and that staff. And we have to be able to plan fundraising events and activities. So similar to what's happening in Harris County, where they can sustain themselves in their operations through the fundraising that they do, both in the events and membership. So that's going to be a major focus for us. Grooming and training candidates and identifying candidates early is going to be important. We're going to have a slate from top to bottom of A-plus candidates, and we need that. We still have some room for growth within certain constituencies in Fort Bend County. We mentioned Tejano before and Hispanic voters. I think we can grow that out over the next couple of months after the November elections. But you know, by and large, I think that we're on the right track. And I think that what happens in November is going to give a lot of momentum for us to move forward.
All right. And just to sum things up, give me the 30-second TV pitch for why people should be voting Democratic in Fort Bend County this year.
Well, you clearly want to, with regards to voting Democratic in Fort Bend County, we've seen in Fort Bend County a good old boy network of folks who have been stuck in that Tom DeLay era, and we're stuck in that vacuum. Right, and Fort Bend County's changed. Fort Bend County's evolved, and so if you ask any number of voters in Fort Bend County, especially some of the newer ones who moved into Fort Bend County in the last 10 years, who their county clerk is, for instance, or who their district clerk is, I would posit to say that they probably don't know, and there's not a feeling that the leadership within Fort Bend County at the local level is indicative and reflects the folks who live in that county. And it's a new day in Fort Bend County, and with that new day, I think it's time for new change, new leadership, new opportunities for folks to really engage in the electoral process as well as the different political systems that impact their lives from day to day. And I'm not just talking in county government. I know that right now we have county and state elections taking place, but throughout the board, there are a number of issues with regards to Fort Bend Independent School Districts, Lamar Consolidated Independent School District, at the local level of cities, in municipalities, in MUDs, as far as that you have leaders who aren't looking at the best interests of the populations and the communities that Democrats have traditionally engaged and represented. And so it's not just a matter of voting now, but it's a matter of becoming a habitual voter in Fort Bend County. And that's what we're grooming. We're grooming habitual voters there.
All right. Stephen Brown, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Charles.